Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
97.3.
Nice. 97.3. Nice, Nicole. Nice. Way to put a little capper on it right there.
Yeah. My bad. See,
I'm not the only one who screws things up.
She's brand new. She's not 20
hey!
Plus years into her job
it's
for
a
her
brand
career.
New computer system. Uh-huh. Stop it, you little rat. Back me up. Hi, everyone. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. The sun is out. I have to say one thing that I'm, you know, as we're all looking for things to be grateful for as we're alone in our homes or hunkered down with our families. Like, I love where I'm sitting in my house looking out the back window. Like, it's just, it's heaven. Like, I can't, I feel guilty about how nice it is to still be able to see you guys on my little phone thing, the little thumbnails of you, and for people to still be listening and to be, to have a routine, but also to just, you know, be home. I feel guilty about it. It's great.
It's good.
It's great. I'm it's super great. Guilty. It's super great. I love it. Here we go. Celebrity trash. Don't do it yourself. Leave it to the experts at Floorcraft San Francisco for service and savings during their DIY sale. Don't do it yourself. It's going on now. The experts will help you with flooring, kitchen, plumbing fixtures, appliances, and windows with Hunter Douglas. Go to floorcrafthome.com. This is, although we're all self-isolating, contractors and places like Floorcraft Home, they book out early, and you find yourself on their schedule for further down in the year. So now's not a bad time to book future business for them, too, and to just get online and check out what they got going on. Give yourself a little inspiration at your home. I want to start with Kenny Rogers. So sad. He passed away over the weekend. He was 81 years old. They're saying peacefully from natural causes under the care of hospice and surrounded by his family.
Well, that's not... I mean, I don't think that's particularly sad. 81?
That's sad, though.
He had a wonderful life, right? My lady.
Oh, boy, that's a whole little montage you got going on there.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's sad in that, you know, it's... You picked a fine time to leave me.
And
Kenny Rogers.
I heard he had the face of a 20-year-old when he passed away.
Oh, he really did have a nice, tight, stretched face. I'm mm-hmm. actually looking at a picture of him right now. He's... you know what? The guy passed. He looks absolutely exactly the way he was supposed to look. But when I first saw the story over the weekend, of course, the first thing I thought is, oh, no, the old guy got the COVID-19. Oh, there's my song.
So we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. To boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were.
How off is it for you, Vinny, when I'm playing this and she's singing
along?
Oh,
am I singing like, far off?
How out of sync is it?
You know, I just assume she didn't know the words, so I don't.
No, we have a delay. You know, it's funny because in my head, I'm getting from the station, I'm singing along with, and then it's in the delay as it goes back to the station, so it just sounds completely. I'll just stop singing along with stuff. I really need to do that because it sounds fine to me.
I'm only curious. You know, I'm sure nobody minds it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's true. You got no way to hold. No way to hold. That's how far off I am.
It's off, right?
It's off.
It's not off. It's exact in my headphones.
So like,
honestly,
I think you sound great, Sarah. Yeah.
Thank you, Nicole.
We're not asking. She does sound great. We're asking about the delay, Nicole. Sucking up for once.
Don't stop sucking up. I love it.
I never want to discourage her from, because there's so much joy and pleasure she gets from singing. So,
that is
but
true.
I usually just sort of go, she's going to, you know, meander her way through this with random words where she's forgotten. So I don't worry too much about it, but just listening this last second, yeah, she's off.
Yeah. What are you going to do? In my own headphones, I'm singing right along with what I'm getting. You're just not giving it to me fast enough or something. All right. This is definitely Brent's fault.
It always is.
Yeah. So rest in peace, Kenny Rogers. As I'm scrolling down through this story, there's pictures of him. He looks like he's like in his 40s, early 50s. He's just a different guy. Next up is the album charts.
All right.
So, yeah. And really, when I say albums, I mean streaming numbers, because that's all anyone does. In fact, you know what? I had a good story. Let me see if I can.
Well, you know what? For the record, I used to not stream, and the people who stream make you feel like an idiot for not streaming. And then you stream and you go, streaming's pretty great. Someone might not be getting paid, and that sucks, but streaming does open all the music up to you.
Well, you've got it all now.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that I have that you don't have, and vice versa.
And I've said
we all have it all.
Since I switched, I've said it a couple times, it opened up albums where I would say, should I buy this right now or should I save that money? And there's stuff that I had not purchased because I'm like, I can't buy a Big Daddy Kane record or an LL Cool J record. They're just it's not the right thing to do with my money. Now, I've got them all in my collection. I've been listening to tons of old rap.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. actually consumed more music in 2019 than they did in 12 years. CD sales in the U.S. have dropped by 95% since peaking in the year 2000. That was the biggest sales year for CDs. And then, God, poor CDs. A minute and a half after that is when, I guess Napster was one of the first ones, but that was happening. And people were sort of pirating stuff, but consumers are still listening to tons of music all the time and paying for it, even though it's only, you know, the monthly subscription.
Right.
According to Billboard, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to quit this program right here. I think that might be the problem because, man, quit messages. There we go. Maybe that'll make it stop dinging. According to Billboard, 80 million Americans paid for a music subscription in 2019, which is up 12 million from the previous year. That's we're just not getting our music any other way. We're not buying CDs, obviously, but we're also not buying and downloading. Instead, you're just subscribing and downloading. And that's the thing. What I thought was the most interesting thing about the whole scenario was not just that I would be able to stream it when I had a connection, but that you can actually download these things onto your phone and count them in your collection that you have on site. If the internet was to go down, you've got it downloaded. It's right there. You can still listen.
While many feel like the digital music has destroyed the music business first and foremost, nope, that didn't work, Sarah.
No, it didn't work. It's unbelievable. I don't know what to do.
One of the things that I would say, and I'm embarrassed to kind of say it, because I have always loved music. I've always considered it my favorite art form. I've been passionate about it since, like, I don't know, third grade or something like that. I'd pretty much stopped listening to music almost entirely through, I want to say, the late 90s and into the early 2000s. And digital music, now that it's sort of in a legalized form, I now listen to music probably as much or more than I ever have because of my access to it. It's so easy. You don't have to carry CDs or be stuck in front of your record player, and you can do it anywhere you go. it's actually really cool. So I hope that our artists get paid, but man, I'm loving that I have access to music anywhere I'm at.
Well, and I think that's the important thing too, that you just, you know, you want people to get paid. It's heartbreaking to think that somebody, and I use Tommy Igoe as an example of this every time it comes up. Like, there's a guy who, you know, has spent his whole life making music, recording music, and now all you can do really is stream it, and he gets a check for 3 cents from Spotify. And that's, you know, I don't know how many, is it a million streams for a penny? I don't know how it all works, but it feels like, okay, some people are definitely getting paid, and you know the record companies are getting paid, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're...
I don't think we expected this story to go this direction, but one of the things that we're now experiencing thanks to coronavirus is that the way artists have sort of transferred their money making into touring and merch, all that's out now,
right?
So it's unfortunately making, right. Many people were set up for a very profitable summer, and it's now looking bleak for them.
Yeah, like a desert. No money trees growing in it. All right. Are you kidding me?
That was the loudest one yet.
That was for me.
Bryn did that.
Damn it, Bryn. Just as you did that, because I went to my system preferences and just muted everything. I'm like, I'm trying to like make it happen.
I'm going to play that softer next time. It sounds more like this.
That was so...
Right. Oh yeah, that was so loud in my headphones. I went, oh my God, it's getting worse.
She's turning it up. The thing is infected.
You ding bat. It's getting louder.
It wasn't me, thank God. I'm telling you, a text came in right when you did that, too. I'm like, oh my God. Clearly, everyone's waking up right now because they're coming in fast and furious. I think they're just trying to get me in trouble with you guys. All right, back to the album charts. Here we go. At number 10 this week is The Frozen 2 soundtrack, 31,000 copies. We're definitely playing Isla's version. I've had
my adventure. I didn't think about that.
Oh, funny. Oh. I'm risking if I fall you into the unknown. You guys want to hear something funny?
Yes, I want to hear something funny.
I promise you this is not me making fun. I love that kid. But when we got off the air, I said to her, do you know how many people you just sang to? And she goes, yeah, 3. And I went, mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. That's. I don't want you freaking her out. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, she sees the 3 pictures in our little
hello
phone conversation. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And that's all
it
she needs to know.
Didn't occur that went wide.
She's great. I've been thinking about her all weekend. Like, I cannot wait to hear all about her weekend.
Well, I'm going to limit her exposure to the radio show.
You afraid you're creating a monster?
Well, I want to be careful. But we were like, maybe you should review Onward for the people.
That's perfect.
I may try to get her to just do that for the people who have yet to spend the money.
Yeah.
But I have to get through to her that she can't tell the whole story or...
Yeah, I'll stop her, maybe.
Uh-huh.
She'll be our new little human. Everybody, if you don't want this spoiled for you. Tekashi 6ix9ine is in the news. He's getting sued for $150 million by the woman who was shot in that incident in 2018. That's the one that led to him going to prison and then spilling his guts. I want to say I heard he's out in August. But then he's got a whole nother...
Really?
Yeah. He's going to have a whole nother set of problems. Not only his personal safety, but this lady is... let's see if I can find her. I don't see her name. The woman says... Yeah, Jane Doe. She filed as Jane Doe. She claims the rapper's responsible for the stray bullet striking her left foot and therefore shattering her dreams of becoming a police officer. $150 million worth of pain and suffering.
Okay. Huh.
So this all went down July 2018. She was hanging out in the courtyard of the Smurf Village apartment complex in Brooklyn. That's right. There's a Smurf Village apartment complex in Brooklyn. She claims several members of the Nine Trey Bloods, the ones who were behind Tekashi's alleged kick kidnapping were also there filming a music video. She says bullets started flying, one hit her foot, and she hurt her knee and back while falling to the ground, and $150 million is what she wants. So good luck to her. Either way, that's something he's going to have to deal with, among the zillion other things. Childish Gambino, we talked about him a little bit on Friday. There's a new release. I was under the impression that he wasn't going to be Childish Gambino anymore, but there's a new album called 3-15-20, and there's a collaboration with Ariana Grande on there. And some of these don't even have names, these songs. Is that correct, Bryn?
Yeah. I mean, they have names, but they're just a bunch of numbers that don't mean anything to me. They're 47.48. I'm not sure if that means anything. Let me see what else.
Oh, he's so cryptic. So now this record, which is called 3-15-20, it's available to stream across all platforms. If you want to listen in one continuous play, though, you have to go to DonaldGloverPresents.com. Although... Yeah. There's been some changes there too. So it's
I found it on Amazon.
Oh, you did find it.
Amazon Music. Yeah. Last week it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't on Amazon. It was, I think they removed it or something, and he put up a playlist through Spotify for people to find it. And officially out. This week it's on Amazon, so you could just
Buy it and download it or stream it.
Yeah, right. Correct. This is the one with Ariana Grande. It's different. Here it is. It's called Time.
That part's pretty.
It's almost like experimental or something.
Yeah, it has like a weird, like the drums are overmodulated and then the bat, I suppose too, the first time you hear anything, you're like, what the what?
Right.
So there you go. The new Childish Gambino is out there. What's the time? I guess I don't have much.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you want to hear the whole famous phone call between Taylor Swift and Kanye West, Kim had a couple years ago when this whole thing went down. This is the thing. I made that bitch famous. And her supposedly agreeing to allow him to say that. There were snippets that were released. I don't know. Someone's bored. And the entire thing is 25 minutes, this phone call. You can find that. Were there any highlights that you wanted to share? Or should we just let people search for that? Because I'm seeing it all over the internet.
Yeah, I listened to it. I didn't care very much for it. There was one part that she asked him. I didn't pull it, though. If it was mean. Yeah. Yeah, is this mean? And they just
is it gonna be mean? No, no.
Yeah.
I don't think it's mean. And the funny thing is, when I first played it, my wife heard it. She was like, "Huh? What? That's too crazy." Now it's my wife's favorite effing line. So she says that's not mean. So anyway,
who,
if you want to hear,
who recorded that?
Kim Kardashian, I believe, on her phone while the two of them, Taylor was on speakerphone and Kanye was talking to her. And
isn't that illegal?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're not supposed to record anybody who doesn't know they're being recorded.
So there
it's
was
out there.
There's no lawsuit?
Well, there isn't one as of right now. I'm not sure how that'll work. Maybe she sued her. I don't remember if Taylor sued him or Kim years ago. She seems like someone who would sue.
Yeah. Well, right, she seems pretty... I actually find Taylor Swift to be very... surprisingly, especially for her age, capable when it comes to managing the media and her image and her record business. And I don't necessarily know that her whole Scooter Braun's being mean to me thing, but she clearly wins many of these PR wars.
She does, right? Court of public opinion. She gets out in front of it and starts yelling about it, and then the truth doesn't matter as much, you know? Oh, I believe what Taylor yelled. Hey, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including we'll talk about the upcoming Olympics and their likely postponement and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.